7-1.
Assess benefited properties for street, sidewalk, sanitary sewer, stormwater, ornamental street lighting, and water main improvements in the Northeast 112th Avenue and Mark Street Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Saltz.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the final assessment for properties paying into the Northeast 112th and Mark Street Local Improvement District. The city has been asked to do this project for decades, and under Andrew Abbey's capable leadership, we are finally at the point of completing it.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. I have a presentation for you this morning, Carla. If we could switch over to the presentation. We're already there. Great. So this is a map of where the Local Improvement District is located. So it's north of Sandy Boulevard, east of 105th Avenue, very close to the Portland Airport. And this is just a recap of the LID on a high level. So this is at least the second run at doing an LID. I know there was one several decades ago. I can't tell you exactly when it was. It was either the 1980s or 1990s. Suffice to say that people had called PBOT for many, many years looking for help with the streets in this area. And the conversation started off a little bit contentious, but we did our usual approach of working with the property owners to customize this project to meet their needs. And we formed the LID with no remonstrances received at LID formation. We did receive two objections representing 5% of the estimated assessment, and I'll touch briefly on those at the end of the presentation. One thing I just wanted to stress for council is that when we were putting the LID together, we had a bit of a chicken and egg thing in that the property values were quite low in this area, and we were balancing the property owner's desire to do the LID relative to the capability of the properties absorbing those assessments. I'm pleased to announce that with no development yet happening in this area, and we know that there will be some coming, since we formed this LID, the property values, according to Multnomah County, have doubled, which basically means that the relative burden of the LID has been cut in half for the property owners relative to the property values back in 2012. We started off this LID with a $2.8 million LID and about a $400,000 city contribution. We originally were just going to do street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements with PBOT and BES financially participating. As we started working our way through the LID, we found that on Northeast 112th Avenue, we had what today would be a 78-year-old cast iron water main in the wrong vertical location that was undersized and would not work for future development. So what we thought would make no sense would be to put a brand new multi-million dollar road over the top of, again, what would be a 78-year-old water main. And then a few years after we closed out the LID property owners could look out their window and see the road that they're making 20-year payments on dug up to put in a new water main. We just didn't think that made a lot of sense. So we were able to put together a partnership with the Water Bureau, and this saved the water ratepayers a lot of money because the LID was already handling the design costs, we were already doing the survey, we were already doing the environmental permitting. You heard Cameron Glasgow, my colleague, talking about the alphabet soup of regulatory agencies on the 122nd Bridge project. We had to deal with a small subset of those regulatory agencies because we were dealing with in-water work in an unnamed tributary to the Columbia Slough. So we got all that baked in, and we also had some property owners who stepped forward and asked us to expand the LID to include them. So I want to emphasize that the increase in the LID is not because of a cost overrun, it's because we had more neighbors wanting to jump on the bandwagon and to be part of the LID. The Water Bureau stepped forward and helped pay for the water main. BES also had some stormwater benefits. So we added the water main, and we also had a property owner of his own accord voluntarily elect to fund ornamental street lighting on the project. So we already had the road torn up. It was a great time to put in conduit for street lining. That was a cost that was assessed to one property owner and not to the entire LID. So now what you wind up with is three infrastructure bureaus, once again, all partnering together and doing things the way they should be done. And then all of the 2018 LID amounts that are in this ordinance are within the 2011 estimate that we prepared, despite robust construction competition. And as I was waiting for this item to come up, I went on the Colorado Department of Transportation website. And from 2012 to 2017, their construction cost index went up 32.77%. So keep in mind that, you know, it's great we took the extra time to do all this, but we've been in a pretty inflationary construction environment. So we're very pleased that we're able to bring this LID in slightly below budget for the property owners. And then final note on this slide, this was a pretty quiet area when we started the LID. At the very north end of 112th Avenue, we had a shuttered business that had closed during the recession. There was nobody working there. There's no activity there. Once we had the LID formed and the infrastructure was on the boards to be built, we had a new property owner move in. He purchased that property, remodeled the building, and now he has 139 employees working there, all of whom make living wage jobs, and I think you'll be testifying here in a moment. So here's a picture of Northeast Mark Street, which is a neighborhood collector. This is what it looked like before we started the LID. We used to affectionately refer to this as Lake Marks. This is what it looked like on paving day. You can see the ornamental street lights over on the left. Commissioner Fritz, I just reached out to your bureau again. We will get the street trees planted, I promise. That's on our list.
Thank you for anticipating my question.
Thank you. I just thought I'd give you a little preemptive strike there, yeah. But we not only had stormwater issues in the public right-of-way, we also had stormwater issues on private property. So if you look at that top left picture there, you can see that we didn't have any curbs, we had no stormwater management. The water would just run off the road and into people's property and form little lakes on their property. The picture there on the top right is the unnamed tributary, which is just east of 112th Avenue. You can see that somebody thoughtlessly dumped a tire down there. That water there that you see in the picture used to never make its way to the west side of 112th Avenue because there was an invert pipe elevation, which means that any fish in the area would have no way to get across 112th Avenue. So we fixed that as part of the project. The other thing that we fixed as part of the project, and there was no expense to the property owners from this, is you see those many gallons of hazardous waste in the bottom right-hand picture. The one call shop that the city administers went out several times before we completed construction and hauled all this stuff away so that it wasn't there. And as a final note on this slide, I just wanted to recognize how helpful the input of Bonnie McKnight was. She was the former chair of the Russell Neighborhood Association. She had a particular interest in this area. And I just want to briefly read you the testimony she provided before we started this project. She said, in the late 1970s, before we were administratively annexed into the city of Portland, we had hoped to make this unique regional asset a recreational area in which the environment would provide an economic benefit to our proposed city of Columbia Ridge. We envisioned it as similar to Stanley Park in Vancouver, British Columbia. When we were annexed, this formally restricted 100-year floodplain was zoned primarily for industrial development. In the past, that has meant an often negative trade-off between industry and the environment. We are wiser now and becoming even more informed that industrial development can thrive in environmental areas and that riverbanks don't have to become separated or degraded areas in a city. Nor do those tracts of industrial land need to develop in a way that will require corrective investment in the future to remedy avoidable problems. So I just wanted to show you, you know, you saw this picture here in the top right with the tire thrown in there and the water not getting through. Take a look at the picture on the right. This is a picture I took the day they were paving 112th Avenue. You can see the ripples in the water. The water is now making its way from the east to the west side of 112th Avenue. We don't have that stagnant water anymore. And that's the end of my presentation.
Looks good.
Happy to answer any questions you might have. I have my very capable colleagues here from PBOT that will talk about the street vacation. I just want to say, with regard to the street vacation, that the LID has built everything that we need to build in this particular area. Council approved the first of three street vacations in March, and I worked very closely with right-of-way staff because we didn't want to set up a situation where we had the rights of way targeted for future street improvements. That was contrary to what Bonnie McKnight, among other people, asked us to do. So we just wanted to get these rights of way off the books because there are no future LIDs in the very northern part of this particular area, in the area of Deering Drive. And you'll hear more about that from my colleagues in a moment.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does that complete your presentation?
That completes your presentation.
That's it.
Great. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, I have three people signed up.
Very good.
Josh Brown, Mary Sipe, and Dean Alterman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Since I got here first, I'll just kick it off.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name's Mary Sipe. I just want to make a couple comments. I find it so interesting about this time of day on most Wednesdays. Some of the people that are most vocal have left and aren't here to see some really incredible work and also to learn a lot. I just think every time I see Andrew bring up a presentation, I'm so impressed by the detail he puts behind it. And, you know, people talking about transparency and squandering funds and, you know, and all of this. And, you know, I just wish people could see the work that is going on behind the scenes and the diligence, the due diligence, and the anticipation of, you know, of future impacts on some of these projects and how to work that in. I'm just so impressed, and I'm so thankful that we have people in our city doing this kind of work with so much skill. And I just want to say thank you. And I wish people that are so critical could be here to see some of this and really understand what's really going on under the iceberg.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Good afternoon.
Hello, I'll go. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thank you for the opportunity to speak in front of you today. My name is Josh Brown. I'm the district manager for Aero Sanitary Waste Connections here in Portland. We are one of your residential franchise haulers. And also have a contract with you hauling grit and screening with the wastewater treatment plant. First off, thank you to your attention to the previous agenda item related to the rate adjustment, and we appreciate your support. I wanted to just provide a quick testimony today on this topic for one main reason, and that's safety. The section of roadway between 109th and 105th on Marks is absolutely dangerous. We operate a fleet of over 70 trucks that now occupy our yard on 109th. This is a main entry and exit for our facility, and our occupancy has significantly increased the traffic flow on this block. We just moved in there at the beginning of the year. Additionally, River City Environmental, one of our neighbors who is here as well, they operate a sizable commercial fleet. There are also semi-trucks entering 109th that go to the Bark Yard, owned by Walsh Trucking. And this is a daily truck route as well. This section of Marks is also utilized by Waste Management and Republic Services, other garbage haulers. Republic Services yard is just down the street, and Waste Management hauls a lot of their recycle material to Far West Recycle, so it's a common route there, among other commercial haulers. So I've personally witnessed quite a few near misses on this section of Marks with commercial as well as public vehicles. The potholes have damaged some of our trucks. The roadway is absolutely too narrow for two vehicles to safely pass, especially commercial vehicles. So I just kind of wanted to come here and express my concerns with that, not only for the safety of my 100 employees, but also the community and the other companies that utilize this section of road. I wanted to give my support for continuing to improve this area and encourage the City Council to evaluate further improvements to that section. So that's all I've got. I appreciate the time in front of you today, and thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, my name is Dean Alterman. I'm appearing here as an attorney on behalf of River City Environmental, its principal Steve McGinnis, manager Mark Newsom. an affiliate of theirs owns adjoining property to both property within this LID and the street vacation. We appreciate Mr. Abbey's and the Bureau's hard work in getting us to this point. We unreservedly support it, and we ask that you approve it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Was that it, Carla, or was there one other?
That's all. Sign.
Very good.
Oh, wait, just a minute. I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry.
Oh. Christine, did you want to testify for the vacation?
Yes.
She'll testify. She'll
I'm sorry.
Okay, very good. So with that, then, this is a first reading of a Commissioner Fritz.
I just wanted to thank you for quoting from Bonnie McKnight and to recognize her leadership in this area over decades. And I appreciate that you found and read her email.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next.